Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Okay, so the question is, how did I get my start in quality? I'm a geek. I'm one of those quality outsiders. Actually got my start as a teenager. I spent my teenage years studying theater intensely, and I mean, I'm a theater geek. Woohoo! I was very heavily involved in my high school theater department, but I also spent my summers professionally studying theater, and what I really wanted to be when I grew up was a theater director. And I, with reckless abandon, I threw myself into directing theater productions anywhere I could find one. When our school wouldn't support another play, I organized my friends, and we figured out how to do a play ourselves. We hustled the props and the costumes. We bullied a local church into letting us use their fellowship hall for a performance, and we made a pretty tidy profit. So I was obsessed with theater. I studied it. I ate. I breathed it. It was my life. And my senior year, I was in an intensive international theater program, and my senior project was to direct a production of Christopher Marlowe's Dr. Faustus. And it was all me. I was the sole director. We did have an adult who ran the theater department, our department chair, but he pretty much gave me carte blanche. So I had a budget. I had a cast of about 30. I had multiple crews that I had to manage. And I'd been doing this for a long time. It was kind of second nature. But it was the first time that I was this person who was solely responsible. If I couldn't solve the problem, no one was going to solve it. So I would go to these rehearsals, 3 hours of rehearsals every day, working with this cast, and I'd come home for dinner every night, and as we're talking about our day, I'd tell my dad about my problems, and he'd ask some questions and help me solve my problem, and I'd go and I'd use whatever technique he just taught me, and it would work. And this went on and on all fall until my performance went on, and it was a swimming success, and I learned so much, and it was a great time. And all these principles he taught me had made that possible. I'm quite convinced that the production would have fallen apart without it. So I finally asked him, Dad, how do you know all this stuff? How did you get so smart? How did you learn how to solve all these problems? And he smiled and he said, well, honey, there's this thing called quality. Because my father had been working in government projects for a very long time. He was certified level 3 acquisition specialist. He's a CQM OE. I think back then it was a CQM GR. But he specialized in program and project management and operational excellence. And he was fluent in quality. But because of my dad's personality, he recognized the universal applications of quality. And as he explained what quality was, I said, this is really cool. I want to learn more. And he said, well, you know, I'm actually teaching a class on it, and I think it's right up your alley. So my father actually paid for me to take the CQIA prep class, and he and one of his friends were teaching it. But they invited me to take this class, and I did. And it was me and three other middle-aged folk in Washington, D.C., so these are people who are working in pretty high-level government project and program management, and me sitting in this room for 2 weekends learning the curriculum. And I was very lucky to have my father as a teacher because he was able to make it very universal. He was able to give examples that were not just manufacturing-specific because that's just his style. And after I finished the course, I basically locked myself in a study room at the local university for 2 solid weeks. I studied night and day, and I walked into the exam the first weekend in June in 2002. And it was me and about 40, much old. I think I probably had at least 30 years on the youngest person there. And I sat down with my manual, and I went through that exam. And I think I was the second to last person to leave the exam, but I got my letter and I passed it. And it was a little while after that we figured out that I was the youngest person to ever get an ASQ certification to the best of anyone's knowledge.
Hi everyone, it's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright
2014
by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But now, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.